I like the improvement of the neighborhood, tearing down old demolished buildings, repaving the streets.
Marilyn Clemens lives at a newer built senior citizens complex on Jefferson Avenue. She sat with a small group of African American seniors. They gathered around our WBFO microphone on a sunny afternoon in a recreation room at the complex. Clemens is somewhat pleased with the current administration, but she says it still hasn't accomplished enough and feels that crime will never fully be conquered in the city.
Well, crime is always going to be crime. I don't care how much policemen you put out there. There is always going to be somebody that's going to get through the loophole to keep crime going where the policemen and Mayor Brown and all them really can't keep up with crime.
I lived in this neighborhood for years.
That's resident Geraldine Robinson. She enjoys living in the complex that was built just 2 years ago. She compliments the current administration's work, but agrees with Clemens that there's always more to accomplish in and around her Jefferson Avenue neighborhood.
What is a big issue to you as a senior citizen?
I would like not only for us as seniors, but seniors, period, you know, to be included in anything that he does.
The he Robinson is referring to is Mayor Brown. But as for the other two mayoral opponents, Democrat Bernie Tolbert and Republican Sergio Rodriguez, Robinson isn't familiar with either candidates.
I don't know these other two candidates. I really don't. And I wouldn't like to say anything about anybody that I don't know. And as far as race and whatever, that doesn't matter to me. It's the person, himself, herself, or whatever. It's what you do for me. And I'm trying to feel really what I am, and that is a senior citizen. I'd like to see him do a lot more for us.
What are your thoughts on the other two candidates?
I really don't know anything about them. They just popped up, and that's it.
Resident Richard Easley would like to see the mayor more visible in his East Side neighborhood. Easley says there needs to be a strong focus on the city's youth.
Because they're the ones that's going to be the future. And if you don't help them, then it's going to be lost later on because we got a gap. The young ones are going to jail or either into the grave. So there's going to be a gap there.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.